So if you remember from the end of yesterday's gospel, or if you weren't here, it says, "Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." And that town refers to those towns that reject the message of the 72 disciples who have been sent out. We're in this part of the Gospel of Luke where Jesus is beginning to spread in a very real way the message of salvation that he came to bring. And as is clear in the rest of the readings today, that message of salvation is necessarily tied to repentance. As we hear the truth proclaimed today through the mouth of the church, it should call us to repentance for the times that we've turned our back on Jesus and his church. And so in continuation of that, it'd be worse than Sodom than that town, he continues to say, "Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida." These towns who have drifted away, the chosen people no longer following the truth. If it had been done in Tyre and Sidon, these pagan territories, who Jesus is saying, they would have repented if they heard and saw what you have seen. So it's a sign of that universal proclamation of the truth. It's not just to the Jews, but to everyone. Everyone will have a chance of repentance. And then for you, Capernaum, the hometown, our local community, what are you going to do? Will you go to heaven? Or will you go to the netherworld? The judgment has not yet been made. And this is kind of the area, the time in which we live. Will we go to heaven or will we go to the netherworld? Have we heard the voice of the Lord speaking to us? Have we repented? Have we changed our lives? Have we responded to this invitation to new life, to freedom, to love? It's a real question that we have to answer. And on this first Friday, or the second Friday, this Friday, in which we... It is first Friday. In which we are drawn into the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the sign of that call of love and repentance, we ask for that grace to not be stuck in our pride and our self-sufficiency, but to truly surrender to the message of the gospel. And then its clear connection to the church and apostolic authority. Whoever hears you, this is Jesus once again addressing the disciples. Whoever hears you, hears me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And not just me, but the one who sent me. So do we have that filial, that listening heart of a child to the Father when the church speaks? Or do we set ourselves up in opposition, knowing better? Christ is clear. It'll be worse than it was for Sodom if we reject the church. And so if you listen to the news these days, there is a conversation going on in the church right now. And so we pray that in the midst of the various voices, some getting more airtime than others, that as the true child that we are of our Heavenly Father, we'll be able to discern the true voice, the voice of truth, which will be proclaimed, and to not be distracted by the various voices who have less than pure motives. Christ promises us that his voice will be able to be heard through the voice of the church. We pray to have that open and listening heart to hear the voice of Jesus, so that we're not like these towns who've been condemned, but that we will accept and hear, so that we can answer that question, that yes, we will go to heaven.